A nutria makes a dull hissing sound like this. I am not a nutria. I just do a damn good impression. If you've never seen a nutria, picture a beaver stripped of its best beaver qualities. Its flappy tail replaced with that of a sewer rat. Its ability to build a dam replaced with the inability to give a damn about aquatic plants. It eats a lot of aquatic plants. Did you know a nutria consumes 25% of its body weight each day? That would be like if a human consumed 25% of its body weight each day. Did you know nutria feed off roots of plants that hold the soil together, and 25 square miles of Louisiana disappear every year because of them? That would be like if a human destroyed the roots of his new home until pieces began to disappear. I was 22 years old, new to New Orleans, when I saw my first nutria. Like many things in my adopted home, I didn't know its history. I didn't know they came here from Argentina, that they were released from Louisiana swamps, that they were released into Louisiana swamps when the fur trade collapsed, that they'd been here ever since. This was 2007, back when Bayou St. John was still teeming with the rodents, before Pinkberry in Mid-City, before Tapas on Frenchman, back when Domino's was the only restaurant on Ferret for miles. Back when white friends told me to stay away from St. Claude instead of come see my show on St. Claude before I hosted a show on St. Claude. As the years pass, I watch my adopted city change, and all I can say is, I'm not a nutria. I just do a damn good impression. I couldn't possibly be a nutria. I'm not from Argentina. I'm from Connecticut. Beavers are not my cousin. My cousin Travis is my cousin. I don't eat plant stems. I eat Felipe's burritos. But I'd be in denial to say my consuming habits don't damage the roots of my habitat. That when I look at my reflection in the bayou, I don't see an invasive species staring back. Journalist Chris Rose once wrote, "The longer you live in New Orleans, the more unfit you become to live anywhere else." It is true. I am unfit for any place where dancing in the street is frowned upon. Where I can't legally walk along the bayou with a beer, where 8 years of forged friendships and relationships don't exist. But the longer I stay, the more I realize I am also unfit for New Orleans. The more I think about the nutria. Like, does it ever contemplate moving back to Argentina? Or try to rationalize its existence here? Like, I'm not the problem. These new hipster nutria are the problem with their tiny sunglasses and their denim jackets. Don't they know denim is a terrible choice for a semi-aquatic animal? I wonder, does the nutria ever stop mid-bite, the roots of its home hanging from its mouth? Does it ever say, I hate to eat and run, but I should really get going. I should really be on my way. Thank you.